Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Ben Burke, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
We got a good one today. We've got someone.
Man was designed to do this this show. This show, and I'm so happy we have him here. Friend for 20 years?
20 plus.
Besser, 20 plus. I think we met in 96, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's true.
We met you when we saw you when you guys came to New York, when UCB came and landed in New York from Chicago.
And then I think we've cast you in every single thing that we've ever done.
Yes, you guys
from this point.
Apartment
2F. You were in the pilot, which got the show picked up. And
we
then
did another bit besides that, right?
And yep. Then you did another bit in another bit episode.
Besides that. You were hilarious with your wife on Back on Tops as like the couple that got sexually aroused by humanitarian efforts.
Don't remember
that? That was so funny. We're really just doing it for the kids.
Oh,
yeah.
The
you guys were all over each other. Just amazing. So happy to have you here. One of our favorite improvisers. And, you know, this show is all about the world getting dumber. And what do we
do?
Yeah,
I was going to ask you guys, do you feel like idiocracy theorem that the world is truly percentage-wise getting dumber?
Yeah, I think laziness like fuels it, and then people are just starting to do dumber things
without
any thought to it.
Yeah,
Dan, we see it like more and more. It's getting easier to get articles and stories for
yeah,
this podcast.
Our fans send us the stories, and
but Dan is inundated. He gets to choose.
Yeah, but yeah, that's...
Either there, do you, well, okay, let me ask you.
Do you think it's correlated? You could make correlation to like people reading less books and all that kind
of like
stuff?
I feel like that's, I feel like it's more, it's even more okay to be dumb.
Oh, yeah.
No repercussions.
I remember talking about this with Adam McKay back in the 90s about anti-intellectualism. Like, it's not even, it's okay to be dumb. It's like being smart is elitist or something.
Yeah.
It's like, you read a book, like
it feels like high school. I don't know. Like there was always like an element in our high school that was like
the dumber were
the cool. You were cool if you didn't give a shit about stuff. You're cool if you didn't put the effort into.
Oh yeah, I've seen shows like that where people are like, "Isn't it kind of funny? We barely put any fucking effort into this sketch show."
And I'm like, "Dude, I fucking hate. I want to pound those people or stand-ups too.
Yeah,
when it's their time." Even if it's an open mic, it's like, it's your 5 minutes. Get the fucking most out of it. Don't fuck around.
Dude, I feel like that with sketch shows all the time. And it was like, no, it's not. The part of the joke is not that it's hilarious. None of you, like, you're like,
that you're
cared or like have any props or didn't do anything. Like, you knew this show was happening. It's not funny that you didn't give a shit.
Wasn't like someone pulled you off the street and said, "Hey, do you want to do something?" You're like, "But I don't have anything with me."
Right.
Right.
You knew that it was coming.
And podcast so, too, man.
Yeah,
yes.
Some podcasts, they're literally all like, you guys have an awesome format. It's in your title. You understand the format when you get into it.
Yeah.
And you stick to it. And some are just, let's just fucking talk.
Turn it on. Turn it on.
Turn it on like, and talk.
Why? Well, I do love the fact that there is a motor generating, and I don't know whether to be scared of the fact that we are never worried that we will be like, well, we just don't have stories
like
this
we
week.
Get a guest.
Besser,
we
the world got smarter in 1 week. We don't have
or
anything.
So it is really true, Dan. Like someone's like, "Oh, we got someone last minute. They can come tomorrow." Dan, do you have enough material for
Dan
a
laughs
show?
At us. He's laughs like, at
yeah,
us.
Yeah,
I got material, for the next five shows banked
good.
Up.
We're good.
So we're all good. So I say we jump into it. We have
Let's do it.
And we'll talk about it. We'll talk about your
musical.
You
have some great projects coming up and that are out now. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. But we got a story, Dan.
Okay, here we go. This
Please
was sent in by
people.
Sent in by Thor99 at Thorsten99. I hope that's his first name and the
Why didn't he go with Thorsten Howell the third?
I wanted to be a woman.
You know what I thought? I thought, 99's the year he graduated. He's probably 18.
I got 99 Thorns.
99's the year he was born.
I got 99 Thorns and a bitch ain't one.
Yeah.
I think he's just a fan of the female character from Get Smart.
Oh, fair enough.
99.
Yeah, is that a 99? Deep cut, guys?
Deep cut. And if you're talking about the TV series, yes. The reboot movie with Steve Carell, then I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's not so Anne deep Hathaway. Of a cut. She was 99. She was
I used 99. To watch that and Dobie Gillis and Old School Nick at Night. Like Old School Nick at Night.
That was your connection to the old country.
Brandy, you sent me this one as well. I'm going to read you guys the headline.
I love it.
Swingers Party Goes Bad.
I sent you this one.
Oh, it was you?
Yeah, I sent you this
okay.
one.
Okay. Goes bad. It's well, your guys' numbers look the same. So yeah,
I love that Dan can't tell us apart on email. Text.
Yeah. Swingers Party Goes Bad When Jealous Wife Attacks Husband With Minivan. That's perfect, right?
That is.
Besser, if you were attacking someone at a swingers party, first weapon of choice, minivan?
Yeah, I guess if you're out a fire poker.
Yeah.
But
I'd go salad spinner.
You can just go after the genitalia specifically rather than the whole body. But
imagine the party. She's like, honey, can I talk to you outside? What for? This is really quick.
I want to show you something.
But can, then you go she's stand, gotta, can you go stand in the driveway?
What? She's got to weep, weep, and then get in, turn it on.
Yeah.
And then go after.
Or I feel like minivans at this point, you don't have a minivan, do you?
No.
Okay. So I have two kids. I do not have a minivan. Jay does not either. But I feel like minivans at this point, she could have the keys in the house. And if it is a key party, maybe it's not even her minivan. Mm-hmm. Maybe she picked the most souped up minivan that was in the bowl.
Oh, that's how she chose her mate was.
What kind of beach? Do you have on the caravan?
You get a fob, and then who's ever pocket.
But
goes
I think
off.
You can probably turn it on in the house.
The
right?
car?
Yeah, I'm sure there is like a. It's
oh,
on.
She did it with remote. She wasn't even in the van.
Yeah.
She Knight Rider'd it.
She Knight Rider'd the shit out of it.
Also, the name of the party.
Knight Rider. No, it's called Knight Ride Her.
Of course.
There must be this problem at every swingers party. I've never been to one, but they must have some like, something prepared for the when someone becomes jealous,
yeah,
right?
Like realizes they're not that into it. Like they got talked into
that
going there.
That has to happen okay. at every. It's not even believe- a. It's not even two. It's not swingers couples like a foursome. It's a party.
All right, so Besser, you have been a part of many different sketch groups, which include a lot of different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You know when it's working, everybody is on the same page and has the right, but if somebody doesn't have the right attitude, if someone's not there, okay, I imagine that gets amplified many times at an orgy or a swingers party.
Well, I thought you were going to say you kick them out.
Yeah. Get them out of the group.
Cut them. You're not going to rehearse?
And like.
Blow jobs? You're cut.
And by the way, like an orgy, like a, you know, a sketch group, an orgy, every, you have those who are the most generous tend to make the whole thing better, right?
Yeah.
Was her husband the most generous with his penis?
Maybe he was not. Yes,
he was
Andy.
A sketch player, and every time he orgasmed, he said "and scene."
And semen.
Bay County Sheriff's deputies.
And semen.
At Sklar Brothers.
Yes, sir.
Bay County Sheriff's deputies. Bad, oh, at about 10:30 p.m. on Thursday.
That's early.
Yeah, early and
Thursday.
Almost midweek.
Yeah, party.
People got to go to
Saturday.
Weekend started, kids.
Wait, I have to. That,
so everybody
it
had
takes
a sitter.
A special person to go to a swingers party and knowing that they have to get up for work the next day.
Right. In minivan, that means kids.
Yes.
That means I got a babysitter for
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Which is probably, she was more mad. This is what we're doing on our night.
On date night?
On Thursday
night?
September 21st, responded to an assault complaint at the 100 block of Walter Court within Bangor Township's Bangor Downs housing
it.
Community.
Stop it.
Yes.
Bangor.
These people are on brand.
Bangor Downs.
Bay City, Michigan.
Downs, Chicago, man.
We'll take Bangor Down. The caller told dispatchers the woman was trying to run people over with a motor vehicle. If you're at a swingers party and someone's trying to run you over with a car, just my advice, go inside.
Go inside.
Yeah, go inside. You're not in a
outside.
Parking
once,
lot or an open field.
Once she gets in the
once
car,
back up.
Yeah.
It's your time to go.
Come over here by my car. No.
Nope.
I'm going to stay on the porch.
Just wheel spinning in the mud.
Yeah. Yell at someone, get over here.
Don't you, when you do see, I feel like I did just see this in some TV show too, someone getting run over and killed. can't remember which one it was, but don't you always think in that moment, like, how did the car, unless you get a long ramp up, it seems like if you only had
a little bit of distance,
like 10 yards, wouldn't it be hard to get over a human body?
I think it would be, although you just keep going. If you just keep going up and over.
Just keep going. You got to work for it.
This is a one. So like now, of course, in most dumb people telling stories, we have to say, what were the 10 things that led up to this? We got to now figure out why she.
I mean, he told her this was she be not good invited? For her marriage.
Like, was she not?
No, she's invited.
She's there.
Implies she's invited.
She's there. This is clearly his idea.
Can't show up.
Yeah, with just one person.
What do they call it? Showing up Irish? No. To a party, you bring nothing?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that at a swingers party.
Showing up Irish.
You guys don't know that term?
No.
First time I've
heard it. Going Dutch? That's not it.
Going Dutch is everybody pays for themselves.
But, that's what I meant earlier by there has to be lines drawn in the sand before the party starts, right?
Right.
Honey, this is what we're doing tonight. We're going over their house. It's game night, kind of.
It's swinging. We're swinging games. I mean, maybe there was a rule like you can have sex with her, but you can't kiss her. No mouth kissing. And then all of a sudden he got into it.
He couldn't control himself and lost where he was for a minute.
The caller told dispatchers a woman was trying to run people over their vehicle. I would love to hear that 911 call. Mm-hmm. We got a swinger party gone bad down here. Deputies arrived to see a red or maroon. I don't know why it matters.
Man, we can't come trying. Everyone's trying out there. Once he succeeds, that's when we'll come down.
Yeah, we're more of a response.
We got people all over town trying.
Ma'am, is there penetration? Has there been penetration?
No, not yet.
Well, call us when there is.
So isn't it called a soft swing when you when the couples fuck in front of each other, but they don't switch, and maybe he switched and shouldn't have?
Yeah, maybe that's
it. He took it from a soft swing to a hard swing.
Yeah.
Deputies arrived to see a red or maroon Dodge Caravan, which is exactly Hope wood paneling, in front of the residence, and 28-year-old Amber K. Shoemaker trying to enter the home with a screwdriver in her hand.
Enter the home. So she'd already tried to get
him.
She ran
people.
Back in.
People ran and locked her out logically.
Right.
It makes sense that she'd be locked out of the rest of the swinger party.
So this isn't her home, obviously.
No, right. She's at someone else's house. Once you try to run people over, you are no longer a part of the
swinger
party.
I'm just thinking of the guy who's inside who is still trying to put the moves on people while all this is
she's
going to
be out there
hey,
for
babe,
a while.
This is not going to be ruined for me.
Crazy, right? Look, we sit over here.
We might be...
Come do you have here. The answer?
Yeah, I've got the whole story.
Oh, my God.
Outside of the house was her 33-year-old husband who was bleeding from a wound to his forehead. So she got him.
She got him.
Why is she trying to get inside the house to go get the
She's
woman?
Mad at other people.
The woman.
The 20-
Am I saying woman? Why can't he be a bi-swinger?
The 26-year-old.
Maybe that's
open
what crossed
your mind.
The
he was an innocent bi-swinger.
Innocent bi-swinger.
I was just standing there watching and I had a dick up my ass.
Just standing there with my dick in my hand, literally.
And it wasn't mine.
It wasn't mine.
All of a sudden.
I look down and imagine my surprise when it's not mine.
26-year-old female resident who called 911 told deputies she and her 31-year-old fiance had the shoemakers over for a swingers party, so it is a foursome. Mm-hmm. Playing a little best ball action.
That's right.
According to police, Amber Shoemaker was downstairs with the female resident's fiance. So Amber
is downstairs
with the guy of this house.
Fiance, not yet husband.
Her husband was upstairs with the female resident.
That's so not even supposed to work.
Yeah, that's not even really a party, right?
It's
no.
Just a,
you shouldn't call it a party.
You're in different levels of the house paired off.
It's right. A dinner date.
Right.
In porn categories, I'd be mad if I pushed swinger party.
Yeah.
And I just got
not even a party.
couple upstairs and a couple downstairs.
Yeah, that's more of a get together.
Yeah.
Right? Are you having a party? No, it's kind of more of like a get together.
That is something more for Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warming up.
Right.
For the big swinger party.
Yeah, you're getting the weekend started. You're not a Saturday night.
You can't just go straight to a swing, go zero to swinger party. You got to hit somewhere in between.
It is funny when you think about it. When you go from 4 to 6, that does. 4 is really, but you go 6, now you officially have a party.
Listen, you swing how you practice.
And also with 4, you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know how it's going to pair. literally pair up.
Yeah.
But with six, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. There could be
one guy might just be alone.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be me. Oh, hey, what happened?
Where
did I go wrong?
Where did everybody go?
So Amber Shoemakers is downstairs with the guy fiance, who lived there. Right. Right. Her husband upstairs with the woman who lived there.
Uh-huh.
When the pair upstairs came downstairs, Amber Shoemaker slapped her husband and went outside. So he came down to where she was, and she was pissed.
What's going on? We're all done. What's happening down here?
I just finished.
The other three people followed her, only to see her get in her minivan and drive towards them. Get out of the yard.
Yeah, go inside.
At this point, it's sort of on you.
You're not watching a movie.
This is every white person in a horror movie.
The minivan went over
the
curb,
towards the date,
onto the sidewalk, and toward the porch where her husband and the host were standing, still on them.
Get out.
Both men had to jump out of the way to avoid being hit, the woman told deputies, which I guess the other woman took it.
Stayed in the middle
and took it.
She ain't going to hit me.
Sideways.
She's not going to hit me. We've shared the same man. Amber Shoemaker drove away, so she was playing chicken, I guess.
By the way, is she clothed at this point? But Did she bother to put clothes?
One tit is out.
One tit is
definitely out.
There's like a blouse that's undone.
Yeah.
Amber Shoemaker drove away, but came back a few minutes later and resumed a physical altercation with her husband, which in my mind, Amber drives away, is cussing to an empty car.
Yeah, yeah.
And gets herself so worked up, she
comes all the way
back
around.
And gets the screwdriver out of the back.
And he's saying to the couple, guys, I'm really sorry. I mean, I talked to her about this. Thank God she's gone.
Oh, no! Yeah. And you know it ended like this. Babe, let me get in the car.
She's got a screwdriver.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Amber, let me get in the goddamn car. Fuck you. She drives away, pulls back. First thing she says, get in.
And then screwdriver to head.
At least none of my tools are in the car. And God, she's got it.
That's where she went.
Right.
Home to get the screwdriver. Tools.
Yeah. Also, when she came back around, the couple, I imagine, went inside and instantly resumed having sex with each other.
Yeah, because
the guy was
so
like, when she gets
on
here, I'll talk to her. Amber gets hot.
Yeah. Maybe Amber was just in a really rough sex.
Yes.
Slapping
this is all part of
enough.
The escapade.
I want to hit you with a car, baby.
God, if this, it's like S&M, but with larger toys.
50 Shades of Vans. The male resident and
Amber.
Well,
they did say, was it maroon or red?
Right.
There's different shades of that.
50 Shades of Maroon.
The male resident.
That's what the name of this thing
the book.
Is.
That's the name
50
of the
Shades of
The male resident and Amber Shoemaker's husband gave similar accounts as to what transpired. The husband said his wife attacked him because she was jealous. You shouldn't be at a swingers party.
By the way, well,
I think she didn't know it was a swingers party.
She found out. Where'd they go?
Yeah.
They went upstairs. Come
Why
over
are
here.
Why are they watching TV upstairs?
The husband.
That's her question.
That was
they
the
wanted
home
to watch
run
something
derby.
Else. Yeah.
Thursday night.
The husband had a deep cut to his forehead, body scratch marks on his right shoulder, a bite mark on his left shoulder. Some of those have to be from the
Some of them came from the woman. Some of those were requested.
He was bleeding from his mouth. Amber Shoemaker had a scratch down the middle of her back. Again, who knows?
Ooh, sexy.
And a swollen right cheek. Ooh. Amber Shoemaker, who appeared to be intoxicated, told police she had the screwdriver to start the minivan.
Because we stole it, officer.
Yes. But that's unrelated.
Being violent with
this. You don't need to worry about this. Stop asking me about how we got the van. That's not what you're here for.
Stop asking me about what I was doing violently here. I'm going to now give you a fact that makes you investigate something else.
Yeah. What about that dead family in the back of the van? Who's going to be upset about that?
Why do you keep asking
I'm
about
talking
things.
About my husband being this is how I turn on the car.
Ma'am, can you put the screwdriver down? My keys? No, the screwdriver. My keys.
She's like the type of person who's like,
party,
I can't.
That's what she had was a screwdriver.
That's how you know it's not going to go well.
I can't start the car. The keyhole is stripped.
Yeah. She drops a screwdriver into the dish.
Amber Shoemaker, who appeared to be intoxicated.
Or are we giving her a hard time that she was like, I didn't know it was going to be. I came here for a soft swing.
Soft swing.
I'm upset about this. I'm leaving. And then she realized I left my keys.
Right.
My
Phillips
and
my flat.
In the bowl.
So,
no, but so I
don't want to interrupt them. I'm going to learn how to hotwire my car with a screwdriver.
She said she had consumed up to a half a fifth of vodka within the previous 2 hours.
Jesus.
Deputies at 11.05 p.m. So they've been hanging out now for 35 minutes with these people.
Can you give someone a DUI if the screwdriver is in the car?
in the keyhole. Intent to drive.
In the keyhole. Because you know what it is, Dan. If the screwdriver's if the keys are out, you can't.
Yeah, if you're asleep in your car, keys out, you're not going to get a DUI.
But if the screwdriver is in.
if you are smart, if you were dumb enough to get in your car, then smart enough to realize I should not be driving, and you pull over,
take the keys out.
You leave those keys in, cops come up, DUI.
Okay, but I have this question. What about cars like there are a bunch of cars that are keyless?
They can't prove intent to drive if the car's off. So at 11.05 p.m.
If she drank some orange juice, she would be a screwdriver.
She had half a fifth of vodka.
I imagine after 35 minutes, these police officers know everything that's wrong in this marriage.
Oh, my God.
They've covered everything.
We do, and we've read a third of this article.
Yes. Amber Shoemaker took a breathalyzer test, the results of which indicated her blood alcohol level was, have you guys guess.
Okay.
Okay. What? So 0.1 is usually
0.08 is legal.
Yeah, that's the
legal limit.
Matt, okay. You are our guest.
I'm from Arkansas. It was 0.1 when I was growing up. They've changed it.
Matt, you can either go first, last, or in the Tig Notaro slot, which is right in between me and Jay. So where do you want to go?
In terms of guessing.
Because we always used to let people go first or last, but Tig was the one who was like,
I'll go in between the Sklar Brothers. So you can go first, last, Tig.
I'll go first.
Okay. What do you think the blood alcohol level of Amber is? Now, you know what she drank.
Right.
But we don't know how big she is, and we don't know how alcohol affects her.
I can show you a picture of her. Do you want to get a look?
Sure, let's get a look at her. And by the way, this picture will be posted.
This
is everything you think she's going to be.
Who is not enjoying her marriage.
By the way, kind of cute.
She's not big.
Amber.
She did
half a fifth of vodka in 2 hours.
So what is
they've been there for a half hour.
What's her blood alcohol content?
Oh, yeah, we do have the numbers, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to say she's a... I'm going to go high. I'm going to say 0.2.
That's a solid drunk. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is...
Randy or Jason?
Go ahead. I'm going to say point... Jason, I'm going to say 0.15.
All right.
Still, like,
that's very high.
Still high, double the legal limit. Almost.
Half of a fifth of vodka.
Yeah.
I'm going 0.25.
0.25.
Ooh, even above me.
Above Besser.
All right.
All right. I'm going to tell
you. Guys, guess
I wonder what death is. Do we know that?
Well, we've always said 0.3. 0.3 is just basically pouring vodka on the breathalyzer. That's 0.3.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody play along at home. I'm going to tell you guys in this room. Someone has got the nail on the head.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's got the screwdriver in the ignition on this one.
Yes.
You put the screwdriver in the ignition.
Amber Shoemaker's breathalyzer test revealed she was 0.15.
Yeah! Yes! I never win these things. I'm so excited I got it on the head.
Deputies
are all high.
They're all high.
No, it's like not healthy. None of it is healthy.
Right.
I think you guess.
I love the next four words. Deputies arrested both Shoemakers.
There you go.
I don't know for what.
Why would he? I don't know.
Oh, here it is. The husband was arrested. This is how well. People who think I really read these well. Nope. The husband was arrested for violating a personal protection order. I forgot about this. This is why this really works in Dumb People Town. He was violating a personal protection order listing his wife as the protected party.
His wife had a restraining order?
Against him, and then they went to a soft swing party together.
This is out of control.
Yes.
Well, how can you even have restraining? Aren't you divorced?
I don't know.
But how hard would that be if they still lived in the same house but had to be 500 yards away from each other at all times?
Honey, I'm upstairs. Do not come up the stairs.
Maybe that's why they were on different floors at the swingers party.
He had to be 500
yards.
But on what level? Hey, look. I know you got a restraining order against me. We'll work that stuff out. I have a +1 to the swingers party tonight.
Do you want to go?
It's a three-story house.
We'll go upstairs.
We'll rock basement, crawl space. You rock attic.
Yeah, she's the dumb person. Because if she has the restraining order, why is she jealous of?
Yes.
It's a guy you literally told the courts you, by law, don't want to
be around this person.
While en route This is, we'll get out of here on this. While en route to the Bay County Jail, Amber Shoemaker, I just like this, threatened to sue the deputies for false arrest. She also added that she hoped one deputy's wife was cheating on him. And I love that
the cop, I hope she made the threat that way. And of the two of you, I hope at least one of you has a wife that's cheating on you.
Hey, easy back there. Easy.
And I like that the cop was like, put that in. You make sure you
that's
say
going in the report. She said that to me.
I love that
she
the cops,
knew that my marriage was on the rocks.
The cop,
how dare she say
these
that.
Deputies are so thin-skinned. I work a lot. Yeah, I tell my wife I want to be home, but like I got to
go. She doesn't understand the life of a cop.
This is a nighttime job.
And, like, the amount of things that get said to cops by pissed off people they've arrested, and they're like, can you believe her ass?
The gall of this woman.
Say, bring my wife into it like that?
Exactly.
When she knows.
Which means to me, if they made that big of a deal, his wife is cheating on her. And
absolutely.
He knows
the way it's written, it sounds like that. Like she has she the knows inside dope.
She's got some inside information.
I know my husband was fucking your wife. I know
you, James. Carla's cheating on your ass.
The last swing party.
Solid Michigan dialect. Yes.
I love it. All right, guys. Yeah. First story down in the books. We are off and running. Dumb people everywhere. Matt Besser is here. Stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more dumb people town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We got Matt Besser. He's a great follow on Twitter. You're on Twitter.
Yeah.
We follow
at
you.
Matt Besser.
At Matt Besser. And I want to talk about the musical. You have a musical that you wrote.
Yeah.
Please tell us about it and how people can watch it, because it's great.
I've actually been working on it with this guy, Bobby Matthews, who's a musician. Used to be in this punk band, Trusty, on Discord Records. Cool. We've been writing it and working on it, recording it for years, but I first got obsessed with it during the whole Carlos Mencia, which I felt like...
Stealing Ari Shaffir's joke.
Well, the name of the musical is Stolen...
Stolen Idea.
Stolen... Oh, did I not say that?
No,
yeah,
it's Stolen Idea.
It's about a comedian who has a bit that he's had for a while stolen by a younger comic who's now doing it better and becoming more popular with basically the same bit. And then we also follow a musician who feels like he's kind of running out of time to have a hit song. He's getting older, so he steals a Coldplay song, Viva La Vida.
Which is stolen itself.
It is. It's been, or at least accused. It went to court. I don't know.
What was Viva La Vida stole? What did it steal from?
Joe Satriani, is that how you say his
Joe
name?
Satriani,
the guitarist.
Guitarist extraordinaire.
He has a lick that sounds exactly like the hook of that song. And they were also sued by a band. I think in my memory, it's Creaky Boards was this name, this like independent kind of unknown band. And they had a song that sounds pretty much, and you can look this up right now, dear listener, but it sounds a lot like the song.
Okay.
Wow. And they claim that Coldplay was in the audience of their South by Southwest showcase and heard them play this song.
Before they recorded or created Viva La Vida.
Yes. And this band's song definitely came out before the Coldplay song. And
oh
it
my
definitely
God.
Sounds like, but it's also one of those, to be fair to Coldplay, it is one of those kind of riffs where you're like, okay, I can
sounds
see
familiar.
How you could come up with that, maybe.
There's a new Beck song off the new Beck album called like All Night Long that sounds exactly like I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You, like the Weeknd.
The
song.
Weeknd.
Huh. It sounds exact. I can only imagine that the Weeknd is gonna like
freak out.
Yeah,
all week long.
He's gonna go after the weekday.
But so, and we were talking about the Carlos Mencia stuff. You went down the wormhole.
You saw all the videos and all the stuff. Joe Rogan on stage.
Yeah, I was fascinated by that whole thing.
You wanted Joe Rogan to just kick his ass. Like,
yeah,
just
I find
take
that
a thumb
so
in his throat.
Cool when people publicly confront each other like that, because it's so easy to do it on Twitter in kind of an anonymous way.
You did it at the Comedy Store.
Doing at a comedy club and just saying, hey, dude, especially when they're on stage.
Yeah.
That's, I know. That's
because also
awesome.
Mencia was at a point when that happened where
he was still pretty big.
He was big. He had a show on TV. He was selling out big theaters and I wouldn't say arenas at that point, but he pushing that and to confront, he probably didn't have a lot of people confronting him on shit is what I'm saying. So it took Joe Rogan like a judo champion to like step on stage and say, I don't like what you're doing here. There was a moment where I was like, Carlos, don't you know, you can't get into a fight with this guy. He will yeah. literally kill you in this moment.
Yeah. It's the last dude in the comedy scene you want to get in a fight with.
But it was kind of amazing. I give Rogan a ton of credit for stepping up because it wasn't even Rogan's material. He was standing up for Ari Shaffir.
Yeah. I think he stole even more from.
He's stolen from lots of people.
There was some Hispanic comedian who died that I think he got accused of stealing his material.
Yeah. Freddie Soto,
maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unreal.
That was crazy. But it wasn't just, there's a lot of stuff like that back then.
That happens
then.
All the time. And all we have are our ideas as people, performers. Creative people in the comedy world. All we have are our ideas.
And we know, all four of us know how hard it is to create something that actually works. That
sometimes
you
parallel create, sometimes you create. And I think that's what you're saying with Coldplay as well, that maybe they parallel created this song. And, you know, it is a little weird that if they did see their set at Southwest Southwest and they played that song, sometimes it can creep into your mind. And I think music is different. But, like, if you have a concept for a bit.
Comedy bit.
Yeah, there's big ideas and there's small ideas. Like, that guy on Twitter a few years ago, he goes by the name of the Big Fat Jew. Do you guys remember him?
The Fat Jewish. Worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
He stole from me. Yeah, I was one of the comedians.
What did he steal from you specifically? Because I want to call it out.
First Twitter jokes. Let me think how the joke went. It was like, how many stoners or potheads does it take to change a light bulb? None. Let's keep it mellow in here. Thank you very much.
That's a great joke.
And he didn't even paraphrase it. He just clipped and pasted it. Like, that's how you know, like, oh man, you didn't even bother
didn't
to
even
change
try
a couple words.
Did someone bring it to your attention?
I don't know. I think someone did. And at that point, I wasn't upset about it. Like, I was like, I didn't know.
That he would then go on to make millions of dollars
aggregating
other people's stuff. Yeah.
I can't even remember how I found out. I didn't search it. I think someone did tell me, or someone said, hey, that's Besser's joke. And
this guy literally.
But I didn't care because I felt like it was just some fucking guy. Like, right. You don't care if it's just some fucking guy, right? It's just. But then, like a year or two later, when it came out that this guy had been doing it and had become a big deal, I was like, oh, yeah, I'd almost forgotten about that. And there was a Rolling Stone article where they quoted my thing. I was like, oh my God, I totally forgot that dude stole my joke.
Joke. Amazing.
But I've been stolen from like big concept, like television show idea. Like that's when you're like, I want to fucking kill that guy.
Right. That is humongous. Because there's nothing you can do about it at that point. I mean, by the way, back in the day, the MTVs of this world were classic at you'd come in and pitch something and they'd be like, we already have something like that in development, whether they did or didn't. And then they would go develop the show and be like, we told you we already had it in development. Like, no way for you to prove.
A show that was stolen from me was on MTV, but it wasn't stolen by MTV.
It was stolen by somebody else.
Yeah, they brought it to MTV. That's 16 funny you
and
said
pregnant.
That. I used to get teens pregnant all the time and like, this is fucking funny, good drama, this should be a show,
this should be a show.
And I'd say it to everybody, by the way, I fucked another teen and got her pregnant. And I go, should be a show, right?
And then that I can't believe
that. So that inspired you to write this, that whole thing, obviously.
It all kind of contributed to you wanting to explore this topic.
Yeah, when those things started happening about the same time, and then everyone was being fascinated by it. Like,
we were captivated by it. I mean, you listen to the Carlos Mencia on Marc Maron kind of, and he does kind of confront him on the WTF.
Yeah,
even
definitely.
Louis and Dane Cook on Louis' show.
And then that whole thing was fascinating and interesting. It is.
And then
like,
people who get accused, Conan O'Brien's writing staff got accused of stealing some jokes. But if you read those jokes, you're like, no way.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
So on all sides, there is fascinating. Where can people get the musical and see? It's an hour long.
Yeah, it's on Stitcher Premium. If you go to Stitcher.com/stolen, and you can get it Stitcher Premium free for a month if you use stolen as the promo code.
Dude, and check it out, everybody.
And I also have a website, stolenidea.net, where I have a news aggregate of all these stories of comedians and musicians getting their shit stolen.
I have an idea to promote it.
Yeah.
I have an idea to promote it.
I should steal some people's bits.
No, you should fabricate that someone stole this idea from you and make a huge thing about it and get like it picked up everywhere.
I should get someone else to say I stole this from them.
Yeah. This would be great. Like somebody big that you stole this from them and you play it out in the media like and musician, play it out like on Twitter.
Like if you get Amy Mann or something.
I know we're recording this and I know this is going out to our fans, but then only our fans will know that like the
You'll be on the inside.
Can we do that? Let's do
That's
that.
That's good. I want that. You're right. And you find someone like sort of known.
Like someone who like, or someone who like plays music who like had this idea percolate.
Just get them so in it and create a whole thing. God, that'd be so funny.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. We got another story.
Let's do it.
Yes. Here we go. This was sent in by Jen Amedi. J Amedi, A-M-E-D-Y.
It's a new person.
51. Yes.
Thank you, Jen.
A mom. Now you guys are going to have to tell me how weird this is, because it freaks me out.
Okay.
I think the three of you will know better than I do.
Okay.
A mom in Taiwan is furious after she caught her nanny drinking her breast milk for the second time.
Why?
Yeah.
Breast milk's pretty sweet. I don't know if you've tasted it. It's kind of watery, too.
It's watery and sweet.
Wasn't there a place in LA that made breast milk cheese for a while?
I believe it.
And I was like,
but you never tried breast milk, Buster?
Fuck.
What's this?
No. Neither one of, but you both have, Sklars?
I've tasted a little bit because I'm like, I gotta see what my kids are drinking.
If I'm ever with a woman and she gets pregnant and has a kid, I'll try the breast
milk.
You
have to try it.
Especially when
they're lactating, there is something interesting
but
about it.
But let me tell you this.
It's squirted in your mouth.
I don't even like real milk.
It's not, but the breast.
Not that that's not real.
It's like almond milk.
But.
There's no
breast milk is
breast milk, by the way, also, like, I'm going to give this mom credit, not just for the fact that it's weird that the woman was drinking it, but breast milk is like gold. I can remember my wife pumping it and like it was so hard for her to get like a certain amount. And I remember one time I was like sealing it into the bag after she pumped for an hour and I dropped it and spilled on the floor and everyone's like, like it was like I had.
That's the only reason I don't drink. We had run out of half and half for my coffee. And asked my wife, can I squirt a little from your breast into my coffee? And just take the edge off. And she got really mad.
She got really mad. But the result is you weren't sick for 6 months after that. Your immune system was incredible at that point.
The 27-year-old mother of two, identified by the surname Lynn, had given birth less than a month before when she first caught her nanny guzzling this stuff.
Guzzling.
Jesus.
Lynn was disturbed, but let the caretaker off with a warning.
Guzzling's not tasting.
In the future, if my daughter is full, please feed the rest to my 2-year-old son. Is that weird?
No. Yes.
That's weird, too.
It is weird,
right?
Too. 2-year-old.
I knew reading this, I was just going to defer to you.
Well, no, there's
two.
A moment. So like, much of there was a moment, and I don't know if you did this with your daughter, Besser, but like, there's a moment where they don't finish all of their chicken fingers, and you're just like, I can throw this away, but someone's starving somewhere, and you just shovel shit in your face.
Yeah, and then I get sick a week later.
Right.
I'm like, I got to stop.
I got to stop doing this, or I need breast milk to kind of like counterbalance it. But like, there's a I can understand that feeling of like, I got to wash this thing out, and well, let me just drink the rest of it. The nanny's doing it. I'm trying to give her an out. I'm trying to give her an out, but.
So she says,
I agree with it's a commodity that is rare. Mm-hmm. And it's, well, maybe with some women it's not, but I don't remember a time when Sydney was sending back the bottle half full. I just don't remember that.
Yeah.
No. And I'm assuming Danielle wasn't like, I'm just. We have so much.
No,
we
never.
Have so my wife was same
you
thing.
You can save it. It's not like
right. Yeah, you can freeze it. You can freeze the date on it and it's all good. But so the guzzling of it when it isn't, you're not a family member to me. Like the outside the family is what is creeping me out about this whole
thing. That's what
creeps me out. Was the word guzzling usually really used?
Yeah.
When she first caught her nanny. Like I think you should only guzzle beer.
Guzzling.
Or maybe. What else can you
by the
guzzle?
Mountain Dew? You could guzzle Mountain Dew.
Yeah, yeah. Or, yeah, Gatorade on a hot day. Gatorade. In fact, Gatorade is probably the ultimate guzzling.
You just played an hour and a half of pickup basketball. You're going to guzzle a Gatorade. And also guzzling.
If you're at a soft swing party, you can guzzle some cum.
Yeah, that's right. But beyond that, like.
Guzzle it down.
Guzzle means like definitely as you're guzzling, it's not all getting in your mouth. It's not all getting in your mouth either. You know what I mean? There's stuff coming down your face.
Yeah, you've let it. Yeah, but no.
You don't care.
You don't care.
And unless it's cum, aesthetically, you want to see that. But not milk, not baby's milk. There's no reason.
Not breast milk.
And like you were saying, if you're guzzling it, the baby probably didn't have enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Because no baby's like,
your kid never was like, I'm good.
There's never like a gallon of breast milk. It's always like just enough to fill the bottle. So to guzzle is hard.
And you have to unscrew
the nipple top.
Right. Nipple to guzzle. Like I would kick out the nanny mid-guzzle.
Yeah,
I'd say, get the fuck out of here with that.
There can't be a second time. Like, she's saying this happened a second time.
Well, no, she gave her a warning, which is that part...
Is this like a Taiwanese cultural thing saying, we need to just... We can't jump to conclusions so quickly.
Well, all was forgiven but not forgotten on September 12th.
I'll never forget where I was on September 12th.
Pause so you guys could get him in.
When the breast milk went down.
Lynn noticed...
When the second bottle of breast milk went down, I'll never forget where I was.
Lynn noticed that a bottle of milk had been drained suspiciously quickly. So she turned to the nanny cam footage.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it common practice?
I don't have one of those.
You do or not?
I don't.
Nope.
Because you're confident in who's taking care of your kids, right?
Yeah, it hasn't even crossed my mind until now. And I'm like, maybe I should.
Professor, I want to ask you a question. We, in the former incarnation of this podcast, we had you on. And talking about cameras just made me think of it. Are there still some sort of like drug trafficking or sleeper cell going on by your house?
Oh, I don't live there anymore.
You don't? You got out?
You're away from it.
That was one of my favorite things I'd ever learned about somebody I knew, that they were like, I'm pretty sure I'm in some sort of modern
day cameras facing
burb situation.
Away from their house? Yeah.
Yeah. That was fucked up. Do you ever drive by just to see
what? I forget how far I told you guys, but when they left eventually, I snuck into the garage. Did I tell you this?
No,
on the show?
No.
Because I was like, what was going on in there?
Yeah.
And
you're Ray Peterson from the Burbs.
I went into the garage, and up on a dry erase board, there was a diagram for some kind of drip system.
What?
Which I'm guessing was for pot plants.
Hydroponic weed plants.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My fear at the time is happening, because I'm obsessed with this, was they were making weed concentrate, which used butane, and it blows up a lot of times.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh man, they're doing...
They're going to blow us all up.
I don't think they were doing that, but that was my fear.
I love that you went in there.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah,
it takes a certain person.
The day you got out of bed, it was like,
okay,
we're going in that fucking garage in there today.
Yeah, Daniel was not happy about that.
By the way, knowing
I need answers.
By the way, knowing full well that you were being caught on camera going in there, because there's a camera.
Oh, they were long gone.
They were gone.
Oh, they were gone.
Oh, yeah. I never would have gone
while they were still in the house.
I can't remember which story I told you guys, because there's so many of this. But one time, there's this woman walking down our street, and it's a dead end. So someone's walking down our street, they have a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they're going to someone's house or they're delivering something. So if someone's not, you're like, what the fuck is this person doing?
What are you doing?
So I followed her, because she looked and she was like looking behind her too at me, but walking oddly. So I followed her. She went into the back of my neighbor's house. Into the back, I'm like, what the fuck's, why is she going back there? So I went and I kind of peered, and I'm already suspicious. So I'm like, is she with him or what? And she's in the backyard, like standing in the middle, because I can see from their driveway, their backyard.
Yeah.
Standing in the middle, and I went, what are you doing back there? Because there was no cars in the driveway, so they weren't home. Supposedly.
You asked her, what are you doing?
I'm like, oh, I said, can I help you?
There, good.
Yep.
And I go, and she's something like, I'm looking for a friend's house. I'm like, you're looking for a friend's house in someone's backyard?
Good.
Is there a friend's house inside that house?
So then she said she went to the backyard because she thought I was following her.
Mm. So she made it about you. She turned it on you.
And to be fair, I think that is what happened.
Yeah.
Then the dude from the house comes barreling out of the house. What the fuck are you guys doing in my backyard? At this point, she's left the yard. Like, as he's coming to the house, now she's going back down the sidewalk towards where whatever people should be.
Right.
And I'm telling him, hey, dude, I just saw someone go into your backyard, and I was trying to help you out. I asked her what she was doing back there.
Was he cool?
And he was mad up to that point, and you could see it switch, and him going, okay.
All right.
And he's like, who was back there? I'm like, well, that woman, now she's halfway down the block. I'm like, she was just, he's like, all right. And then he ran after her, and that's the last
that's great. And like chased her into someone else's backyard.
But he was so mad about us being in the backyard.
Yeah. I knew something was up. You were too close. You had gotten got too close to the top.
Man, I'm going
to
tell you, I'm glad you're out of that neighborhood.
Yeah.
There was too gone much too. Going on.
There's too much going on. All right, so okay. Nanny Guzlin.
So she turned to her nanny cam footage. At first, all seemed fine. The nanny was bottle feeding her 1-month-old daughter, but then the caretaker glared at the security camera and, with baby and bottle in tow, moved across the room away from the camera's lens. So she's sitting there, looks straight at the camera.
And you know it was a slow, scary look.
But she didn't move far enough because she was still in the frame. You got to know where's my edge.
Am I here?
I thought nanny cams are always hidden.
Like she knew
they were always
teddy bears. In a teddy bear. Why are there so many teddy bears all over this house?
I think it's more insulting to have just a camera out watching you. Yeah.
Now you're just, fire that person. You're if you're prison. At a level where you're like, this is the camera.
Yeah.
I'm
we
watching
can see
you.
Everything.
If you're at that level.
Why is there a teddy bear in the pantry?
I don't trust you.
Why are there teddy bears all over the place. House? Up in the corner of the ceiling and the wall.
I don't trust you at all. Now I'll be back in 6 hours.
Yeah, right.
She didn't move far enough, but she was still in the frame when she proceeded to chug the remainder of the bottle.
She's got a problem.
Yeah, that's a fetish.
Lynn
that's a
confronted
thing,
the nanny, who admitted that she did it but didn't apologize. Did you do it? Yep. Are you sorry?
No.
Nope.
No. Did you do it? Yep. Is there anything else you want to say?
Nope. Lynn told local news media that the nanny said she had only drunk a little and accused her employer of being ungenerous and mean. So the nanny like flips it.
Yeah.
The problem here is you.
Yeah. I only had a little bit of the milk that it took your body to make.
How ungenerous are you?
I don't even know how this becomes a news story because I would be so.
Well, the news story is probably
that she murdered her.
That's right. When you beat
like,
her down.
I'd be, get the fuck out of here. I'd be explode.
Yeah, I know.
There would be no discussion where I think you're. I'd be like, you think what? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
No warnings.
According to news reports, the nanny even sent Lynn a hostile message. Quote, this is from the nanny. The previous mother I worked for let me take her breast milk home, and if the baby had not finished it, she would not make a big deal about it. It's really one grain of rice that can feed 100 people. I originally did not want to go to your home anyway.
Oh.
Mic drop.
So is this someone who really is into the...
Yo, she's probably into the
curing...
Taste.
Yes. Properties.
Yeah.
The healing properties.
The nanny reportedly also claimed to suffer from anemia, a blood disorder that can cause iron deficiency, and didn't want to waste the milk. Lynn pointed out that the remainder was meant to go to her son, and the Daily Mail adds that doctors advise anemia patients drink fewer dairy products since calcium makes it more difficult to absorb iron. We'll get out of here on this.
By the way, that would have been a great thing for the mom to then say.
Oh, yeah, you're anemic?
Well, study show. I am looking at a study right now.
Lynn called the social welfare department, which decided the nanny's behavior wasn't misconduct, just unprofessional.
What's the difference?
Okay. Exactly. The nanny reportedly has found work at a kindergarten. Kids, if your parents are still breastfeeding, you bring some of that here to class.
By the way, if you still are breastfeeding your kid and he or she is in... is 5 years old.
If you can
old,
tell your kid to just seal it up and put the remainder in the fridge
for
that's
you,
that's too old of a kid to be breastfeeding.
Isn't that an LA thing? Some of these moms go to 10 or something.
They don't go to 10.
They walk up to the 10.
Oh, I think what's her name did.
Who?
It's
who went to 10?
I'm going
to
say it wrong, though.
Jenny
wasn't
McCarthy.
It Blossom?
No.
Or Punky Brewster?
Mayim Bialik? Was it Soleil Moon Frye?
Soleil Moon Frye had that store down on Larchmont, a kid's store.
I always mix them up, and I apologize to the other one. But either Blossom or Punky Brewster breast, isn't someone looking this up right now?
Look it up. Look it up.
Breastfed till very late age.
Till like 10. You want to say till 10?
10 is insane. I have.
You should never be breastfeeding a kid that is taller than you.
My first guess was
when you should never breastfeed a kid as you're taking them like and then take them to soccer practice. You know what I'm saying? Like that shouldn't happen.
Definitely sleeping in the same bed because I know that's her whole thing.
The community bed is definitely.
But I thought there was also even the breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding late. Until late. Did you find one?
I'm looking for it right now. I'm going with Soleil Moon Frye first.
Okay.
It just feels Soleil Moon Frye.
I don't even know their official name of either of them.
Well, one is Mayim Bialik. Mayim Bialik is on The Big Bang Theory. Like, she's had a career resurgence on that show. She's...
Oh. I can't find it here.
Can't find
I
it
promise here. We'll give a follow-up. In the break, I'll look then.
All right. Who is it?
Mayim Bialik. I'm done breastfeeding my 4-year-old son, Fred.
It was Blossom.
It was
four
Blossom.
Years old is too old.
I mean,
it was four.
Four. Yeah.
Four. Four. Your kid is four. Your kid is four. Now, I would have said to Mayim Bialik, your kid has already blossomed.
Jeez. All right, we're going to get out of this. I'm going to ask you guys, take in everything you know about her. Straight down, stare in the camera. She says she has anemia. How old is the nanny?
How old is the nanny?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is going to get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
Guess the age. You want to go first, second, or Tig, Matt? What do you want to do?
No, first, third, or Tig?
First, third, or Tig. What do you want to do?
I'm going
to
go first again.
Okay.
First again.
First
okay.
again.
I'm going to say she's old school or something, home remedy. That's why she's all into this.
Mm-hmm.
No way young girl's going to do this. I'm going to say she's 60.
Okay.
I think she's 41.
41 from Jason.
I'm smack dabbing in the middle. I think she's 51.
We all think
nobody
older.
Nobody went young with the nanny?
Because I agree with you.
You guys
you
agree
made a
with
very,
me.
You made a very compelling
claim.
You think
this is like some holistic Coachella 11, 27-year-old?
Nope, this is somebody who has been...
She's got a flower crown on and... Breast milk in
this
her mouth.
This is someone who's been cultivating this fetish for a long time.
And when she speaks, you don't think it's perverse. That's why you think it is a fucking home remedy. Like, if I had a 20-year-old, wouldn't that freak you out more, though?
A lot. A lot.
6-year-old said, I drank the breast milk. I go, oh, boy. Okay, I'll give you a warning.
I told you.
Just don't do that again.
I told you.
She's young. 23-year-old. Yeah. I drank the breast milk.
I know.
Get the fuck out of my house with that.
What's wrong with you?
I would blame their parents. Yeah. I'd be like, how long did your parents breastfeed you?
The nanny is. Everybody feel free to play along at home, in your cars, at work. 58 years old.
Oh, my God.
That's sir. In the first slot, too.
You were so right. Woo. You were so right. All right. Second impressive. Segment down. We have one more story, and then I've got a special story that was, and the way it was delivered to me is interesting at the very end, which
that'll
we will
fun.
Read. This is Dumb People Town. Matt Besser is with us. Dan Van Kirk will be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Hey, I want to mention, we're going to be doing the live Dumb People Town at the Bell House in New York on February 25th. Get your tickets now. Let's sell it out. We got the girls from Guys We Fucked who are going to be on there, and I love those guys. They have a great following. I'd love to sell that one out and then do another one after that. Would be fantastic. So those tickets are available right now at the Bell House site,
and
so you can get those.
And before that, the 16th and 17th of November, we're going to be at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival in Houston, Texas.
Houston needs to laugh.
Oh, my God, yes. And I tell people, if you're looking for a way to give back to that city, come into town and spend money there.
Yeah, that's a great way to do
it. All those people, like shift workers, waiters,
they'll
bus boys.
They'll be so happy.
Everybody who works in that type of industry lost all that money when they couldn't work. So
Bester, do you have any live shows coming up?
You're saying you're going to save Houston with this
with comedy
coming out
with our live podcast. We're also going to be selling breast milk.
We're selling open breast milk, open bottles of breast milk.
Can help.
I'm going to be at Chicago Podcast Festival,
cool.
Friday, October 6th with Improv for Humans for two shows with John Gabris and Jess McKenna.
Nice.
First of all, if you're not listening to Improv for Humans,
you
for all
absolutely you not. If you love this show, you will love Improv for Humans. It takes it like a few steps further.
It's
and
literally
it's
one
so
of my
fun.
Favorite, because you always have the best people on doing it, and you're
that
literally
sure
watching
true.
It go on the highest level it, or listening to it.
Yeah, it's kind of what I love about it is that improv is a hard thing to do on television, I feel like, and a hard thing to do when it's recorded. I feel like it feels the best when it's live, but you guys have found a way to capture the magic and translate it through a podcast, which is
Thanks.
Incredible.
Thank you, sirs.
So check that out. All right, Dan, we got one more story.
I would like to say, though, there's a lot of shootings in Chicago right now, a lot of people getting shot. If you want to find a way to keep people off the streets from being shot, have them go to my podcast.
Because the more people in the theater, less people on the streets.
By the way, there's a direct correlation. There's not even an indirect correlation. The more people that go there,
the better effect.
Guys, do not go for the great comedy that will be provided in the podcast. Just go simply for the cover.
For the cover.
This was sent in by Mark Miotto at MMIOTTS. I also want to let everybody know.
Did we test drive a Miotto?
Everything.
We did. I had a Mazda Miotto.
Okay. Everything that you guys send me, this is to the listeners, that's from World News Report, is
that's
fake.
Bullshit.
I have people being like, man gets head stuck in wife's vagina. Woman, that dude is caught
that's
with
old
3,000
replica penises.
That's
back to
penises.
Like 80s or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they think
that's
recycle.
Old.
All, everything that's that site is fake. So I'm just saving everybody time.
Fake news.
How dare you?
I'm going to read you the first words that the reporter said here. And it is horrible news person speak. Their top song is Enter Sandman, but at a recent concert, it was more like Enter Policeman.
Oh, that is
that
just
direct terrible. Glendale, Arizona. This guy, he is born to be in dumb people town. A man was arrested at a Metallica concert in Glendale after it's believed he urinated on a family, including peeing on a 10-year-old girl at a concert.
That was just in front of him.
I didn't know R. Kelly was a Metallica.
Shame on you for bringing your 10-year-old to a Metallica concert. Like, you should expect to get peed
They
on.
Wanted to have a family outing, and he was back there trying to show them Metallica can still fuck hard. This is not a family show.
Man, I can see that kind being of monster. A common thing. People who are just a obliterated at a concert, you're that obliterated drunk.
You don't know where the bathroom
state.
Is.
Haven't you seen that person in front of you?
Yes.
I went where to their friends are like, I can't remember what show it was. I was at one where the friends were so into the band and the songs, they didn't want to take care of their friend who was in a carry this person out now, right. Alcohol poisoning.
Guzzling
state.
Alcohol.
Oh, they're way beyond guzzling. That happened hours ago.
Yeah.
They're going to puke on everybody, but it's like these people do not want to miss anything, so they're not going to take
them out of
there.
And by the way, part of me can't blame them, because how expensive was the concert?
Yeah, that's true.
You know
too.
if you take them to the bathroom,
that's it.
That you're now going to miss half
that's
of the
done.
Show.
That's
you have to
true.
Pretend it like it's not happening.
That's fucking true. And if you don't really like that person...
Just go over there, man.
Like
go
if they're
there.
The fifth wheel.
Dude, go dance in the aisle.
I didn't want him coming anyway.
Just piss on the 10-year-old.
They don't even know,
the
dude.
Option.
Do you imagine the drunk
Come
guy?
Come on, man. Just piss.
Hey, Brandon. I think I'm just going to pee on this girl.
Yeah,
right?
Go do it. Do it.
But you guys are having a good time. We're having a great Hey, seriously, you think we could see my dicks out right now?
Exit life.
Dude,
just
I love everything from the Reloaded.
Nah, still got some beer in there.
All I want to hear is from the Reloaded album. Oh, fuck the old stuff, man. Yeah. Where's the old lady going? Nah, 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 nah. Memory remains, motherfuckers. Memory remains, motherfuckers.
The guy who's only at a Metallica concert to hear the new stuff.
I love the new stuff, man.
How many of those?
I want everything post haircuts, motherfuckers. Yeah. Hey, can I get some of that? No, you can't get any of this.
Just piss right there.
What to me?
Wait, was the whole family? Did you say?
Yes, the whole family is.
Doesn't someone notice How's it reach the whole family? Doesn't one person
well,
get the
no.
pee?
Well, you're looking forward with your family, and honey, all I'm sudden, isn't it great that we took our daughter to?
I'm I think we're being peed on. Do not turn around. We're funny. We are being peed on right now.
Well, that's true too. You don't want to turn around and get that stream in your face. Just let him finish.
Go back. And let him finish.
You turn around, the guy pissed, and he's like, "It's on you now. That's on you. Yeah, you turned
literally
around.
On you."
I didn't want to piss in your daughter's mouth.
According to,
I just wanted to piss in her hair or the back of her jacket.
That's metal as fuck, though, ain't
That's
it?
Right. You know what? Welcome
She's
to your first
con. She's been telling this story for years.
It's her first golden shower.
According to court paperwork, a family was at the University of Phoenix on Friday, August 4th, attending a Metallica
Isn't
concert.
Isn't that a made-up online
that
university?
Is.
How are you there?
They're online concerts.
Online concerts. You show up to this abstract place.
You're like, where
universe.
Are we?
You log in, and then you can watch them.
Don't the Cardinals play at University of Phoenix Stadium?
They Maybe are. They just have a stadium, but no other physical buildings for their
it.
Education.
That's
it's
it.
Just the stadium.
Just the sports
got
stadium.
A football team, and then everything else is done
The family
online.
Was attending the Metallica concert when they, quote, felt warm liquid washing over their backs and legs.
I could not. Legs. I cannot.
Oh, I'm going to ask you guys.
It'd
how
be
do you
the
get
worst
more-
thing ever.
I've been puked on. I've been puked on by someone at a going to a party. In college, a date party. I was with a date, and someone leaned over and puked on both of us.
And puked felt warm, on people.
Warm liquid.
You've puked on. You've been that guy.
Whew. Not but at a concert, though.
How do you get more than one of them?
That's
like,
what
isn't
I was
the
saying.
First person like, whoa, whoa? But no, he's like lining it
honey,
up.
Honey, don't say a word. Honey,
don't say a
honey,
word.
Honey,
don't
honey,
turn
I
around.
Told
a man, get his wife, and their 10-year-old daughter were seated in front of This guy couldn't have a more better name to be at a Metallica concert and peeing on people. Daniel Daddio. D-A-D-D-I-O.
Whoa,
Daddio. That's what he sings to himself when he's peeing.
By the way, if you...
That's how you get your dick ripped off, man.
Well, he picked the right people to pee on.
A family.
Yeah, because you pee on another guy, it is like it's go time.
Fight time.
Like you pick...
Fight night at the Apollo.
A guy at the at a Metallica concert, just a couple of dudes, you will get your head ripped off.
Can we switch spots? Because if I pee where I am, I'm going to pee on this dude by himself. I've got my ass kicked and you got a family in front of you.
Yeah, I'm going to just go.
Real quick.
Some in LSU Death Valley. This is when they're number one. Darren McFadden days when he was at Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I went down there for the game. LSU is number fucking one that year.
Yeah.
Everyone, I'll do the short version of this, but everyone around us is being very patronizing when we sit in our seats.
Uh-huh. Are you like, wearing Arkansas gear?
Yeah.
Oh my
Which
Lord.
Is also maybe a mistake.
Yes.
Death Valley.
And they're
Jesus.
Like, oh, y'all Arkansas fans. Oh, well, okay. Well, Houston's doing all right. Houston Nuts doing all right this year. But maybe you guys will score against us. Who knows? Like being
so
real polite, like, oh, this high school team's taking on our pro team. So we won that game.
Oh shit.
We upset number one LSU. Oh. It was us being ahead by like a touchdown the whole game pretty much.
Yeah.
And me on the edge of my seat just like, okay, I can't yell and go crazy, but I want to because holy shit, I can't believe this is happening. Towards the fourth quarter when we either went up or we went up by two or something where it was like, okay, we're going to win. I started getting louder and louder. And then we scored a touchdown. I think we must have gone ahead because I jumped up and I went, fuck yeah. I went, yeah, like way louder than I had the whole time. Danielle had just bought a thing of nachos, melted cheese nachos. Yeah. I knocked over the whole thing on all these LSU fans in front of me when I stood up. So I went, yeah!
Knocked it.
Knocked nacho cheese on the backs of all these LSU fans as... Run? They know they're going to lose.
Oh, God. You added it.
They all turn around and looked at me, and I was like, oh, my God, what's going to happen
gonna
here?
Going to die.
But they were cool. They're like, that's all right.
Wow. Took,
you know.
That, by the way, that is
took
incredible.
Took some napkins, patted it off.
By the way, just you patting
the
other people.
The slow sound like, of you patting
I just want the image of you knocking the cheese all over them, and then you look at your wife like you're Gandalf, and you just go...
run, you fools.
you're holding off against this demon that's about to erupt, and you're just like, run.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So did the family fight back?
No, this is the best part of the whole story. The man turned around. This is the dad. Saw Daddy-O behind him holding on to his genitals. Mm-hmm. He confronted Daddy-O asking why he had peed on his daughter, and he said Daddy-O's response was to only shrug.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. That's,
must be a big guy.
USA.
Yes. The man
we're all picturing a guy looks like a Hell's Angel biker,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just the guy who freaked out Mick Jagger on stage during Helter Skelter, like right as the other guy was getting
stabbed. Helter Skelter during Sympathy for the
Devil. Sympathy for the Devil, sorry. But what was the album? I mean, what was the movie?
Oh, Altamont. It was Gimme Shelter.
Gimme Shelter, yeah. Sorry.
Do you guys want to see what Daddy-O looks like?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be let down.
So he was
or
arrested.
Happy. Yes.
He looks pretty clean
cut.
Oh,
my God. He looks a little psycho, but he doesn't
look clean. He looks like a guy who got hit too many times in playing in high school.
He looks like a guy who got his life together. And for this night at the Metallica concert, he was 26 again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true, too. That's probably a better bet. Those are the people who lose control, the people who don't get drunk.
26 years of sobriety.
Hold this coin. I'm about to piss on this family.
Especially when you see that band that you haven't ever seen. You never thought you were going to get a chance.
I'm cutting loose.
Then
I'm
you see them. They're playing all the hits. You're so fucking happy.
And then you're just like,
you rest your dick out and let it fly.
Did he get arrested?
Yes.
Good God.
After shrugging, the man reported the incident. This is the dad. Reported the incident to employees at the stadium who reported it to the Arizona Department of Public Safety.
By the way, everybody moved really fast on this.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Daddy was placed under arrest, and authorities said the man was, quote, heavily intoxicated at the time. No
really?
Shit. Officials found a ticket on Daddy-O confirming he was seated directly behind the family of three. They did a whole case.
Yeah, by the way, this is more investigation than I think.
And I'd get him out of there quick because he broke the seal. Like, it could happen again in like 5 minutes.
And some, at his sentencing, the judge was at a loss. She said, I have to say, in the 15 years I've been on the bench, this is one of the most disgusting scenarios I've ever read. So cue up our annual place where someone says, I've never seen anything like this.
Anything like this before? Time. Yep.
She goes, I don't know if you were just completely, I don't want to use the word, I'll say drunk. What was the word she was going to say?
Yeah.
No, like fucking asshole. Hammered?
Yeah. Sauced?
She's like, I hate sauced. I'm not going to use that word.
I don't even know. It's derogatory.
He was pissed drunk.
Right.
Yeah, that's literally pissed drunk.
Now, you guys are going to be an advantage. I forgot I wanted to do this with you.
Oh, age?
How old?
I think that picture
is
misleading.
This is going to be fun because, yes, it could be very misleading, all right? And also, it may make you guys be very close, like a close grouping, and we'll see if anybody gets it.
Look, I'm not for capital punishment, but I think this guy should die. Like, I'm all for this.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, would you have punched him in the dick?
Oh, I would have pushed the guy.
You would have?
Absolutely.
I think I would have, because he's also above you.
Yeah, he is above you.
A little bit. I think I would have thrown whatever I had on his dick.
I would have taken my dick out.
I probably would have had a Coke at least. I think it wouldn't have been a thought out thing.
I would have moved my family aside, grabbed his shirt, and tried to pull him down, like over the rows, and see if we can throw him
down. I have had an altercation at a sporting event where a person physically, like,
came after you.
Yes, push at me. Oof. And so I think I would do the same thing I did there, which is the most embarrassing thing you can do to a person,
which is
I double hooked that person's arms and walked them up to security and out of the arena. So everyone watched.
You gotta be stronger than them.
Yeah, you really.
But yeah, you're right. I was unfortunate in that scenario. But everyone just watched this guy. Like, I took over. I was like, you're done. You're leaving now. And I walked him up to security, and then they took
him. That's a good one.
Arkansas Aggie game. I might have told this on your story, but we got beat by fucking Johnny Manziel. I'm leaving the game in the final seconds as it's counting down, and people are doing money fingers at me. Remember the
Manziel did money fingers,
and some dude shoves me as I'm walking past him, and I fall into the people in front of us.
Oh, jeez!
I get into the row. I turn around. I'm like, "What the fuck was that?" And he goes, "I was doing the Heisman." He was doing Manziel's getting the Heisman to me. God. That's how he pushed me, and I. And then I took what I had, which I believe was a Coke, and I threw it at these guys.
No
and
way.
We started yelling at each other. I was screaming an Aggie joke at him. This was at a, this was in the Razorback stadium. So another Razorback older guy came down and broke us up and was like to me, like,
calm down.
This isn't the place. Yeah. All right, fella. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
this isn't the public forum for you to be doing.
I went into it.
Well, I got into it.
Good on all right, you.
So all right, how old is Daniel Daddio?
How old is he?
Where do you want to go, Besser?
You're successful.
I'm going to go with my theorem that he liked him back in the day.
Yeah.
And he's really happy about this. So I'm going to say he's a little close to our age. So I'm going to say he's 45.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to say he's 47.
47 from Randy.
50. Jay says 50. All right.
Dude's 50.
Daniel Daddio.
Because Metallica's been around for about 22, 23.
No, they've been around since like 85.
85?
Yeah, like 32. Wow. All right.
So they've been around for a long time. So, okay.
All right. Daniel Daddio
is
44 years old.
Oh, my Besser.
Again. I thought you were going to hit it on the head. Killing it.
Killing it.
Looks older than me.
I know, my dumb people.
All right. So our last.
You're dumb people.
So our last segment comes from, I'm literally holding, I pulled it out of my wallet. I'm showing it to you guys.
You're dumb.
Yeah. I'm just peeing all over Brendan, our sound guy. An actual article. We get articles sent to us via the intranet.
We do.
This is from our buddy Dominic Del Bene, his father, who's a great dude, who cut this article out, gave it to him, and the last time I saw him, he's like, you gotta do this on the show. Burglary suspect doesn't flush toilet, leaves DNA.
You okay. Gotta cover your tracks.
But who has the time to take a dump during a burglary?
A man suspected of burglarizing a Southern California home took a bathroom break and left DNA evidence in the toilet that led to his arrest, an investigator said.
To be fair, one, what if he cleaned all the doorknobs off?
That's true.
Just for, two, what if he was on the phone with someone while taking that dump and then was like, I'll flush after.
By the way, I have a low flow toilet up in our upstairs bathroom in our house, and sometimes it doesn't flush everything down. So maybe he tried it. Fucking low flow.
Low flow.
The suspect did his business and didn't flush it, quote, during an October break-in in the city of Thousand Oaks, said Detective Tim Lohman of the Ventura County Sheriff's Office. That allowed investigators to collect evidence and to conduct a DNA profile.
What cop did they make do that?
Yeah.
They're like, who's up?
Jerry, get in there.
Jerry, come on.
Put the gloves on. Get in there.
Also, I like what Jay said. Like, that's, you shouldn't, you never want someone robbing you to think they have that much time.
Well, the beauty is, and this is what's great, is that this guy was in the database. So it matched another profile in the national database, and detectives tracked down the suspect at his home. Andrew David Jensen was arrested July 26th on suspicion of first degree residential burglary, a felony. His bail was set at.
Coming to you with an
guess.
All right, his
for the non-flusher.
Robbery, his bail was set.
What is his bail set at, Dan?
$5,000.
Jason?
$25,000.
Matt?
I don't know the bails like you guys do, but I'm going to say
they're very arbitrary.
It's his second offense at least.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Yeah, he's in the fucking system.
I'm going to just go higher, so $30,000.
His bail was set at $180,000.
Holy
shit. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Besser wins again. Besser, you won three of them.
Moral of that story, flush and go.
$180,000.
That must be like a heroin shit or something. Like, how do you, like, aren't you a little nervous? And
it's like, remember when Rodman went to North Korea and like just shit in the hallway of the hotel?
I don't remember that. Was that in the documentary?
No, yeah, it's not in the documentary.
It should be.
But my question is, like, what was in that shit? Like, what was that, like, Cracker Jacks and, like, you know, Fruit Loops and, like, cocaine? It's like, I don't even know what else.
Did this dude break in and was like, fuck, I should have gone before I left my house. Like, soon as he got in there?
That's what I mean by it has to be a drug addict.
Yeah.
Like, he's on a different plane of existence.
It's gotta be like, yeah.
Because if you wake up and you're like, I'm robbing someone today, the first thing you do is have a cup of coffee and take your shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Get it out of the way. Get out of the way.
You gotta have a routine. If you're gonna be a burglar that's not gonna get caught, you gotta have a routine.
I love it. $180,000. That's the way
Congrats,
it goes.
Poop
there
police.
We go. That's a show, guys.
That's a show.
I love it.
Matt Besser, thank you again. Stitcher Premium, Stolen Idea. I want you to do the thing where someone steals the idea from
you. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or says
there's any listeners that are famous musicians.
Can you get Lin-Manuel? Miranda to say that you stole this idea from him?
That would be good. Do you guys know him?
I don't, but I would reach out to him for you.
Okay.
I know he's friends with like David Wayne and those guys. Let's make it fucking happen. Let's do it.
I've dissed his show 1,000 times, though. So sorry.
That's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
And it probably won't.
Alexander, have I been? All right. Guys, that's it. And like we say, you know, this whole show to us always feels like in a writer's room before you actually get down to work. When I was like, hey, have you seen this story? Yeah. Have you seen this video? And it's just us riffing around. So we say ceremonially at the end of every single one of these shows, holy shit, we gotta get back to work.